All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and are you guys ready for some degeneracy? Because it's Grim's Hentai Corner. And, of course, this is only available on YouTube and the Acronym site. So, YouTube, of course, we're censoring, and the Acronym site is uncensored. So, yeah, guys, that's how you're gonna get it. And, of course, BitChute's gonna get it, too, but BitChute's an archive. So keep that in mind. You guys are last, but you are getting everything that everybody else is getting except the uncensored stuff. Because the guy that owns BitChute doesn't like that. He doesn't want it to be a porn site. I don't even know if they got that stuff on there, but I'm not gonna give him hassle. I'm just gonna not put it on there. Anyway, let's go ahead and get started, because I want to know how this ends. And I bet you do too, because we're getting close to the end, folks. A loud alarm blaring wakes me up. I'm lying on the same bed in the same white room I fell asleep in. Oh, right. Only half awake, I quietly mutter to myself. As soon as I open my eyes and see the white walls around me, I remember the situation I'm in. This is not a dream. This is Calum Herbs we're being forced to play in their game. It's the very same game that murdered George yesterday and that made Celicia endure such terrible abuse. The realization that we're being subjected to even more of that game today depresses me. Why are they doing this to us? I mumble that question as I get out of bed. Even a day later, I still can't wrap my head around the situation. For what reason do we need to suffer like this? As I ponder this baffling question, my anger towards Celine begins to rise up once more. Does she feel the slightest remorse for putting her own sister through this nightmare? Even I've never seen Celicia so down. I think back to how Celicia looked yesterday. Last night reminded me that despite her appearance, she's a delicate, sensitive girl deep down. She hasn't broken down in tears like that ever since we were kids. Back then, she once had an episode where she cried just like that. We'd only been children at the time, but we'd been desperately struggling to eke out a day-to-day living. In those days, she used to try to steal food from the general store. At first, she wouldn't take Celine with her, but after Celine pestered her about it for long enough, she eventually caved in and reluctantly agreed to take Celine with her. That turned out to be a horrible mistake, however. Celine was unlucky enough to be caught in the act. The things they did to her were simply awful. They beat her and kicked her, subjecting her to so much pain that she thought they would kill her. Only when the clerk was fetching the sheriff did Celicia find an opportunity to rescue her, letting them flee back to the orphanage. I still remember how, with tears in her eyes, Celicia had pleaded with me to help her. Even though we've both grown up since then, her expression last night was the same as that fateful day. Come to think of it, Celine's arm had been broken before Celicia had gotten her out of there. While it ultimately healed up, it was still a scar to remember that the ordeal by. Celicia had always regretted her decision to allow Celine to come with her. She still wishes that she could have just said no to her back then. I wonder if Celine knows about the way Celicia feels. Good morning, everyone. As I reminisce about the past, Celine suddenly appears in a hologram in the air. We had an absolute blast yesterday. Hopefully we can expect you to entertain us again today. She makes her announcement with her usual smug expression. She doesn't have a care in the world that someone close to us died yesterday. Now let's go over the game's rules again, shall we? Simply put, you must find and enter the safe zone to complete the round. However, there are many enemies patrolling the stage. Should they catch you, we cannot guarantee your safety. We sincerely ask you to take care in your search so as not to be caught by them. Her concern with our well-being feels shamelessly insincere. I bet she'll be pleased if another one of us dies today. Hell, I know she will. That's why I want to make sure everyone reaches a safe zone alive and well this time. Now then, dress yourself and step out into the hallway. What the hell do you gain from making us do this anyway? Are you just so fucked in the head that you actually derive fun out of this game?
Don't
Togo McNaughton, I take it that you and my sister enjoyed yourselves last night. Wow. She said, really? Dear sister, you screech like a copulating monkey. Wow. You fucking... Naturally, her scornful mockery angers me. Just what happened that made her this way when we used to be such close friends? Or maybe nothing did, and this woman is an imposter who only looks like Celine. Why are you doing this? Do you have a question for me? What? You can hear me? Yes, I can. I thought I made myself clear when I remarked on Celicia's simian screeching just a moment ago. Damn. That makes this easier, then. Why are you hosting this damn game? Don't you feel bad at all for making your sister go through this? It's rude to ask someone about such private matters without any clothes on. I've forgotten all about my inane past with her. Even if I did remember, it wouldn't matter. Inane? More importantly, Togo McNaughton, would you please get dressed and step into the hallway? I would have said to her, what difference does it make, you bitch, if I'm clothed or not? It just seems like she's escaping the point. She's doing everything she can to avoid, like, talking about how she really feels. As I get dressed, the gloomy feeling in my chest only grows heavier. Celine's hologram vanishes as suddenly as it appeared, leaving me in the silence of the empty room. How did she end up like this? Is that really Celine, or someone merely masquerading as her? Still simmering with anger, I finish dressing and step out into the hallway. Morning, everyone. I enter the hallway and find everyone's already here. Hey, morning. Good morning. Morning. Good morning. They all return my greeting, although with somewhat weary expressions. It's natural they feel tense as another round of this insane game will soon start. Oh, hold on just a second, guys. Let me make sure that I didn't screw something up. No, we're good. Even Celicia has this rather anxious look on her face. There's a lot I want to talk about, but this is clearly not a good time for it. Marielle looks ready to break down into tears. She's less tense and more deeply terrified. It's no surprise that she would be afraid when we're once again faced with the risk of death. Yeah, I'll get that right. It's not like I can claim that I'm not similarly afraid. Deep down. Is it starting soon? Even Lacey's silent, unable to bring herself to start up a conversation with anyone with the game about to start. Okay. Well, will we end up being separated again? Possibly spurred by Marielle's question, Celicia turns and looks at me just for a moment. However, she immediately averts her gaze without saying anything. Everyone must feel it's hard to speak up. Great, everyone is gathered. That means it's time to start another round. Celine's hologram in the air looks very pleased. It seems she views this game with our lives on the line as nothing but entertainment. Starting in 3, 2, 1. Alright, we're back into the game, folks. She starts a countdown. At its end, everything in my vision is painted a bright white. Yeah, please. Yeah. I apologize for those that might have seizures or whatever. I mean, that's fucking bright as hell. The blinding light slowly fades away. It's the exact same thing that happened yesterday. Once my vision clears up, the same scenery from yesterday greets my eyes. Here? Again? It's no less dustier than before. The debris-strewn landscape lacks anything resembling a landmark. With no one in the vicinity, it seems that once again I'll have to start by searching for everyone else. Well, guess all I can do is get moving. I walk through the raised city, keeping one eye and ear out on my bracelet for any response it might give. All I see are the same sights as yesterday, stretching on forever. It's so similar that it's making me question if this might actually be the exact same place as yesterday. Maybe they didn't actually purge yesterday's stage after all, but we clearly saw it. It might be that they're just scaring us with a threat, but they're not actually going to go through with it. Those kinds of thoughts run through my mind as I look around the eerily familiar scenery. As I continue walking, the area gradually starts to open up. I suddenly come across a structure that appears to be some sort of gateway. The fuck? The hell is this? It's like Disneyland. It looks like the entrance to an amusement park. The place beyond looks rather spacious and, needless to say, quite suspicious. So suspicious, in fact, that it wouldn't surprise me if the safe zone was somewhere inside. On one hand, the whole place gives me the creeps, but I do need to find the safe zone. On the other hand, the area is so conspicuous that it could also be a trap meant to lure someone in. When I think of it that way, it's hard to put my foot forward. Son of a bitch! Do I go in or stay away? One thing's for sure, I won't find the safe zone by standing in one place. I've still got my bracelet, so I should be able to avoid getting caught if I stay alert. Even so, I still need to muster up my courage to pass through that entrance. I can't help but worry that I'll set off a deadly trap as soon as I set foot inside the amusement park. Huh? My bracelet starts beeping all of a sudden, making me tense up. When I inspect my bracelet, there's a blue dot on it now. For a moment, I'm relieved, but I can't let my guard down until I know exactly who it is. What? The sound of someone behind me makes me let out an exclamation of shock. I spin around hurriedly to find Kokona standing there. As much as she startled me, it seems I've surprised her as well. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to scare you. No, I'm sorry for scaring you. Ha ha ha. How'd you get there? Well, I got teleported to this area, but I was hiding until now because I was scared. Then when I saw you here, I decided to come out and follow you. Ah, I see. Good timing. We found each other this quickly. It really is. I'm frankly quite glad I came across someone else almost right away. I much prefer having someone with me than going around searching on my own. But how do we proceed from here, then? So, how do you want to tackle this? Tackle what? This place, your thoughts? It's a rather suspicious structure. Her brief comment sounds like an answer. She seems to get the same impression from it as I do. In other words, neither of us would be surprised if Selene's rigged the amusement park with some sort of trap, or several even. We should keep that in mind if we decide to enter it. Do you think the safe zone could be in there? Well, it's always possible. Should we go inside then? That's the question. What's your opinion? I don't know if we should. I'm letting you make that decision. Alright then. I don't normally mind when people leave decisions up to me. However, there's a ton of pressure on me right now. The safe zone could just as easily not be in there. If we casually walk inside, the enemy could easily ambush us. My decision won't just decide my own fate, but Kokona's as well. What? As we stand there in front of the entrance, my bracelet starts beeping again. As I anxiously look around, I notice someone else approaching us. Lacey? Lacey walks up next to us. Oh, it's you two. I expected to find fellow players, what with the blue lights on my bracelet. She breathes out in relief. We can probably safely assume that by now the blue lights on our bracelets represent fellow players. So what are you doing all the way out here? We're considering whether or not to go through this entrance or not. It's a very suspicious place, isn't it? It definitely is. Staring at the gateway, she agrees with our sentiment. What should we do now? That is the question indeed. Do we go forward in the hopes of finding the safe zone somewhere inside, or decide that it's a trap and search elsewhere? Either way, with none of us willing to commit to a plan of action just yet, we loiter by the entrance for just a little while. Yeah, very little while longer, you know. Well, what will it be? Pardon. Are we going inside or not? I've given my say in this to Togo. I'll go with whatever he decides. Kokuna smiles at her, but Lacey looks disinterested. Lacey doesn't look like she... doesn't seem like she's going to decide on her own, so it really does seem the decision is ultimately up to me. Man, I really don't know what to do. We can't proceed if I don't decide, but I feel hesitant about what choice to make. Now that Lacey's also together with us, the pressure weighing down on me is palpable. Huh? What will it be, Your Highness? Make up your mind on if we're going inside or not. What is the right choice here? To enter the amusement park or head somewhere else? Lacey sounds impatient. I don't have much time to make up my mind. My bracelet starts beeping again. I check the display and see a blue dot once again. Two, in fact. Two more fellow players are approaching us. I'll be damned. Well. Ah, so this is where everyone is. Celicia and Marielle appear before us. They look relieved to have found us. Wasn't expecting to find you so soon. All of us in one place already. Is this a mere coincidence? No, they probably want you to go in that funhouse. Assuming there is a funhouse, but there's gotta be a funhouse in an amusement park, right? And I'm sure that funhouse is gonna be fun, if you know what I mean. It feels like it happened too quickly to be one. How'd you two get here? I just followed the road here. I was walking around cautiously and basically ended up here. Well, then it's looking like the stage for this round is set is beyond this arch. Okay. Everyone turns their eyes toward it after my remark. I have a hunch that we have no other choice but to go inside. Thinking it over, it seems just like something Celine wants us to do. Alright, let's head inside. The safe zone's bound to be in there somewhere. Is it? Probably, since she's had us assemble right here. I don't have any concrete evidence to back up my claim. It's certainly possible that the safe zone isn't here and that all that awaits us within are a bunch of enemies, which is possible. While I doubt we'll get attacked out of the blue if we keep an eye on our bracelets, I still feel very wary about this. No point just standing here anyway. True. So we're going inside? I hope the safe zone would be in there. Let's go. After a quick look over the four women to confirm we're all ready, I start walking toward the entrance. We don't have the slightest idea of what's in store for us. Oh, here we go. The interior of the amusement park is as run down as its exterior. Obviously, it is completely deserted and there are no people around other than us. Seeing the abandoned rides covered with rust gives me an indescribable feeling of melancholy. Guess we're not gonna have any fun on these rides. Well, you know, never say that. I mean, Sling can make sure you have fun and in several areas of that amusement park, if you know what I mean. You came here hoping to have fun. That's not exactly what I meant. Poof. Too famous to catch a joke when you hear one? Jokes? I don't have time for your jokes. Well, you think it's a joke if we get in a situation like yesterday's? Okay, I get it already. Let's not quarrel among ourselves. I'm not having a quarrel with anyone. I wish they would get along a bit better, but their personalities might just naturally clash with one another. If only they'd work together, then they might be able to find some common ground. Anyway, what do we do now? Look for the safe zone, duh. Well, yeah, what I'm asking is if we stay together, or like last time, split into two groups. There are pros and cons to both, so it's not easy to choose. But we will still have to choose one or the other. Which of the two is the way to go this time? Sticking together will make everyone feel safer, but splitting into two groups might let us find the safe zone more quickly. The risk presented by the enemies that will probably be patrolling around, though, makes the decision even more difficult. Wouldn't it be better if we went separate ways from here? Coconut, despite the tense mood, proposes that to us all. I know we did it yesterday, but splitting up means we can cover more ground and lowers the risk of the enemy finding us. But of course, if they do spot any of us, then that means trouble. Well, you're right about that. Whatever helps us find the safe zone sounds good to me. Everyone else okays Coconut's suggestion with a nod. Because failing to find it puts all of our lives at stake, we should first and foremost focus on locating the safe zone. There's a risk that one of us, which could be any of us, falls victim to an ambush, but we must do what needs to be done. Guess she has a point. Let's split up again. Yeah, besides, there'll surely be places easier to explore alone. Huh? But I'm too scared to wander this area all alone. I'll be fine on my own. I'll manage to find the exit. Everyone but Marielle seems to be in favor of the idea of going solo. Maybe they each have their own goals, but even so, they're astonishingly proactive. Marielle, however, looks unwilling to search by herself. And you know, here's what my issue is. I know that Celine's watching everything, but there's a lot of refuse in this area. A lot of, things that could be used as weapons. You know, steel items, things like that. They could probably whoop the shit out of some of those gimps. Like, literally bash them in the fucking skulls. Because, I mean, they're not really human anyway, right? Nobody's gonna miss them. I mean, Celine would have a goddamn fit. Like, she would be freaking out. But you can literally just destroy those gimps. The only thing she'd have to do would be to send the bug. And then they would have probably a fight with that. But I'm pretty sure they could take out any gimps that come in their way if they were armed. And it's really surprising that in this area where there's an awful lot of steel, we can clearly see steel and rusted steel. Like in this area that can be used as weapons. Some of this stuff is probably not real sturdy. So it could come off pretty easy if it's not already fallen off. And it would be a good enough weapon. Togo himself could pick up something and just hit them. You know, you could probably knock the head off of some of those fucking things. Bash their balls in, everything. Like, you can, like, turn it into a fucking Streets of Rage-style bloodbath. So, I don't get it. I don't get Sei Shoujo's reasoning here. Because anybody in a survival situation is going to look for a weapon. I mean, there's so many things in this area that could be used as weapons. I mean, you could go in some of the buildings. Like, I don't know what kind of world this is. They may have hunting stuff. We don't know. There might be guns. There might be all kinds of different things that they could use. There could be swords. You know, somebody could have had a, even if they have a little bit of rust, they're still going to be decently useful. They could be used as blunt objects if there's like a hammer, maybe, you know, even a replica. You know, if they have that little machine where you have the hammer, if the hammer is laying around, you can use the hammer as a weapon. I'm just saying, there's a lot of means that one can use to protect themselves in an abandoned amusement park. So if these people get into any fucking, you know, great, rape, whatever we call it, because I know they want to put 18 plus when I use that word, so we use great. But if they get in any great situations, that's probably the best way to do it, be to knock their blocks off. But Marielle, however, looks unwilling to search by herself. I'm honestly feeling quite anxious too, so maybe she and I could search together as a pair. How long are you guys... Whoop. How long are you guys gonna stand around for? Get to it already. Mother is getting bored. Celine suddenly appears through a projection in the air. She looks and sounds angry and impatient. She appears to have her eyes on me in particular for whatever reason. All of Kayla Merbs is watching everything that you do. So would you please take that into account and get a move on? Know what? I tell you, I would mock the fuck out of him. I was like, okay. Alright, Kayla Merbs. And then you just start humping everything in the fucking amusement park. You're just going around and humping shit and like, are you pull down your ass. And you're like, hey, Kayla Merbs, how are you? Hey, everybody. What's going on, Kayla Merbs? And everybody's looking at your big fat ass over the thing. It's like, what the fuck? Celine would come on there and she'd be so pissed. Like, dude, there's so many ways to get completely... Like, dude, it wouldn't even be wait for the safe zone. She's like, you know what? You've all failed. Goodbye. Pushes the button and the fucking whole island falls down or whatever they're on. But that whole fucking part of that just falls down. It's like, fuck this, I don't have time for this. And Lacey says, I don't care if she's getting bored, right? I guess they really are watching us at every moment. Give us a goddamn minute to think our options through. Our lives are at stake here. She says, you're really trying my patience. Celine gives me a sharp glare. What did I do wrong? Does she have some particular beef with me? Ugh. I give it some thought, but can't come up with any kind of reason for that. What about you? Are you in favor of searching alone? Or are you against it? Who? Wait, me? You're the only one who hasn't said so yet. I mean, yeah, but I'm not... Why would she criticize me for something like that? I don't feel I'm being treated fairly here. I've been watching you since yesterday. You're always on the fence, aren't you? No. No, I'm not. Yes, you are. Just ask anyone. You'll find they have a similar impression of you. I am not always on the fence, for fuck's sake. Am I right? What? Why are you all looking away? Wait, is that really what everyone thinks of me? Ever since yesterday, that's the impression they've had of me? I don't know what to say. Especially not when even Celicia look at... What? Hold on, somebody, again, you're not doing your grammar. You spelling check, whatever, it's all fucked. But it says, I don't know what to say, especially not even when Celicia looking away. Okay, well, we're just gonna go with it. I did apply the patch, folks. It looks like we have our answer. Hey, you've all got the wrong idea of me. Not only are you a ditherer, you also don't know when to give up. What the fuck is a ditherer? Looks like I've got to look up another one of these weird words. And then I'll tell you, I've read a lot of VNs. There are very few where I actually have to fucking go look up the words. Okay, dithering. Dithering is another word for being indecisive. Okay. Good lord, okay, not only are you a ditherer, you also don't know when to give up. Oh, shut up. By the way, the game's already started, so what the hell are you here for? Oh, hold on. We gotta do this right. Oh, shut up. By the way, the game's already started, so what the hell are you here for? I'm here to get it back on track because you're impeding its progress. I wouldn't need to intervene if you could simply make up your mind. Excuse me? Are you saying it's my fault? I'm to blame that we're discussing our options? It doesn't matter. I just want you to stop taking so long and make a decision already. Man, Togo, just show her your ass. And say, well, I've made my decision. He turns around, pulls down his drawers. There you go, Kayla Merbs! You're not helping in that regard, that's for sure. She's selfishly demanding that we move on. I didn't intend to stay here for so long, but she seems to have lost her patience with me. We'll be here all day if I entrust your group with making this decision. So I'm giving you an ultimatum. Choose one person to take with you and then get going. Huh? She suddenly makes that unreasonable demand. Why is she thrusting this ultimatum upon me? I have to choose just one person to take along and thus leave the other three to search by themselves? Considering our situation, there's no way I can do that. And why is that? You never said that you're in favor of going alone, did you? So if you don't want to, you can just pick someone to bring with you. I can't just pick someone. Well, there's another stubborn one among you who doesn't seem keen to go alone. Getting called out by Celine makes Marielle tremble slightly. It seems that Celine has been listening to our discussion from the very start. Choose already. Decide who's going with you. Didn't you hear what I just said? I take a look at the four other players. Celicia, Lacey, Kokona, and lastly, Marielle. Marielle's terror is obvious, but the other three have stiff expressions on their faces as well. The majority was in favor of going solo just a minute ago, but now there's this tense mood in the air. Maybe they'd all just been bluffing for the sake of putting up a brave front. They might have just convinced themselves that it'd be easiest to find a safe zone if everyone were to go their separate ways. If that's how it is, then what should I do? Oh, for God's sake, how much time do you need? Look, I'm thinking! Do you still not see how thinking so much is why people think you're on the fence? If you can't choose, then would you rather I do it for you? I'll choose on my own, thanks! He's literally gonna be here all day! Then do it already! Why are you forcing me to choose? In the end, it looks like I have to do it her way. I don't want to have to choose, but this turn of events doesn't seem to leave me with any other choice. Man, who do I go with? It's a little late to say I want to stick together. Interesting on insisting on that after Celine's ultimatum is not an option. And besides, sticking together will make it even harder to find a safe zone. It might even be best for us to all go our separate ways, but I sincerely don't want to do that. Not even for the sake of sticking it to Celine. Who should I go with? I don't care, just choose somebody. All I can do now is give her a straight answer. It's a hard fact that I feel anxious about looking around on my own. With that in mind, the person I want to come with me would have to be... Oh, right. Now, am I supposed to make a save point before this? My God, that was a lot of fucking meandering around, right? Just meandering forever. She's even like, will you make up a decision already? Make up your fucking mind. Okay, so no, but I'm supposed to. Alright. I scan their faces from side to side. My eyes lock onto Celicia. Celicia, how about you go with me? Huh? Celicia looks surprised by my choice. Everyone else seems equally taken aback by it. Why me? I can do this on my own. I know you can, but I'm worried you'll do something reckless or something. You know, it probably would have been better to say I'm worried you'll do something reckless. The hell do you mean by that? Somewhat embarrassed by my reasoning, she looks away. Is she simply trying to hide her shyness? If that's your reason for going with me, just know I'll be angry if you get in my way. I'll try my best not to. I'm not keen on the idea, but if you really want to search with me, then alright. A confident look is growing on her face. It seems she's okay with us going together. I'm relieved that she accepted. The reason I give her was only half true after all. Blech. The reason I gave her was only half true after all. Honestly, there's a lot on my mind right now. Celine, Michiko, whether or not they've had any contact I don't know about yet, these are the things I want to discuss with Celicia. Preferably, it'd be best to have this conversation just between the two of us. That's why I want to take the chance for us to search the safe zone together. So you went with my sister in the end. With that finally out of the way, get on with it already! In an imposing tone of voice, she orders us to get going. She sounds strangely pleased with my decision to go together with Celicia. I don't know what she's thinking, but it makes me feel uneasy. Still, right now, I care more about hearing Celicia's answers to my questions as soon as possible. So, what do the rest of us do now? You just can't stand the idea of searching by yourself, can you? No, I can't wander this place alone. She is really getting on my nerves, folks. In that case, we'll just have to have someone accompany you. I propose the GIMP. I suppose either you or I have little choice but to go along with her. I just take my hands, take my fingers, blow a whistle, said, hey, GIMPs, see this one here? She's a pain in the ass. Take her, do what you want. And everyone's like, oh my God, you horrible person, Togo. It's like, is she not getting on your nerves? See, these guys, they'll treat her right, I guess. We'll just let the gimps or whatever handle her. And then we can go on in this mission without somebody complaining every 5 goddamn minutes. Oh, I'm so scared to go alone. I don't want to be there. Blah, 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 blah. You are the first person that dies in like 90% of fucking horror movies, bitch. I suppose either you or I have little choice but to go along with her. Looks that way. Apparently, after I decide to pair up with Celicia, the rest of the group hesitates on the idea of everybody going solo. I'll admit, it would be backward to have me, the one man present, to have someone escorting me while the rest of the women all go alone. Even so, if any of them wind up getting captured or harmed, I might regret making this decision. Screw it, the three of us can go as a group. I agree. That's much better than splitting up. I also think that's the way to go. Okay, now, do we have your permission to do that? Lacey places her hands on her hips and looks up at the hologram of Celine. Celine looks stunned for a moment, but then lightly waves her hand in a dismissive manner. Sure, I don't really care about who you team up with. Good to know you don't care. Celine's attitude makes Lacey whisper that sarcastic remark. It sounds to me like Celine doesn't care about any of us besides Celicia. The sense of attachment hints that she might truly be the real Celine after all. Alright, let's get moving. Yeah, let's go. I think it'd be a good idea to decide on a place to meet up later. Oh right, we're splitting up into two groups again, so we should probably do that. The best place for a rendezvous looks to be. Everyone turns their eyes up to the grungy Ferris wheel. There isn't any structure on this stage more attention-grabbing than that. That thing. Looks like our best option. Then let's go with that. We'll meet at the base of the Ferris wheel. Everyone exchanges glances and nods in agreement. Now today's round is truly about to begin. I wonder if we can manage to survive until sunset. Only God knows if we will. Are you gonna go in the haunted house? It's gonna be especially haunted. Yep. I apologize, Miss Michiko, but they and y'all are probably bored as fuck because all they're doing is talking. Like, a long time. Like, I'm not even gonna lie, folks. Ain't nothing fucking happened so far. You're probably like, this is the most boring one you've ever done, Grim. I didn't write it. You know, you wanna complain, go to Say Shoujo and say, hey, what the fuck's all this meandering at the amusement park? And if you, and plus, if you, it's a plus if you actually, can do it in Japanese where he can understand, because I'm not sure how good his English is, but I know for sure Japanese go on there and say, he's like, oh, this is from America. And then he goes and reads it, and he's like, and he's kind of laughing. He's like, I didn't realize that would be so much of a problem. Yeah, it is, Say, it is a problem. You got this game that people are anticipating, and they sit and fucking, I mean, they literally stood there for like an hour, and even Celine's like, are you guys gonna do anything or what? And then after they made a decision, do you guys notice that they stood there for like another 15 minutes to discuss other shit? It's like, we never got going. We truly never got going. And Michiko's like, yawn, has it started yet, Celine? Michiko enters from another room looking sleepy. Celine responds by greeting her with a charming smile. Good morning, Mother. I'm certain you will enjoy the scenario I've prepared today. That doesn't sound good. The fuck, does she think she's a princess? Look at the little, it's got a crown on the top of it. There's a crown and a jewel. I don't know what she thinks she is. Oh, really? Intrigued by Celine's statement, Michiko's eyes widen. A monitor in the room displays a live feed of the players. I see they're still looking for the safe zone. Not quite still, they've only just started looking around. Only just started? They're progressing quite slowly then, considering how much time has passed since the round started.
Hey.
Indeed, they stopped right at the entrance to the amusement park and didn't continue for quite some time. They finally got a move on after I gave them a slap on the behind. That must have been very vexing for them. Celine's tale of how she got the game to resume makes Michiko chuckle. Seeing that makes Celine smile herself. So what is this enjoyable scenario you've prepared? Actually, I should probably start by explaining what led to the current situation. Why is that? Did something noteworthy happen? Deep in thought, she lifts a hand to her chin, her eyes gleaming with interest. Celine turns her eyes towards the monitor to watch Togo and his companion walking along. Nothing noteworthy in particular, but Togo McNaughton was being utterly indecisive, so I urged him to pick a partner to take with him since he felt so lonely. Is that so? Did I miss something interesting? He was reluctant at first, but eventually decided on someone to search with. You didn't intervene solely to hasten the game's progress, did you? Of course not. My true intention all along was to get him to search together with someone. We're not doing that. That sounds interesting. What is it you're planning, Celine? This round, I'll get the girls with Togo McNaughton into an ambush. Celine's voice takes on a sinister edge as a sly look enters her eyes. She gives off an ominous aura, one seeped with malicious intent. How will you do that? Using those pigmen. They really should call them orcs, but they are pigmen. You may have seen them in some of the scenes. I see, that's splendid. It sounds like it'll be interesting. Sounds like it'll be a long fucking read for me. Additionally, how do you feel about ambushing Togo McNaughton with a pigman as well? Wonderful idea, I'm getting aroused just thinking about it. Show me that right now. See, that's why I told him they should have weapons. You could probably whoop a pigman's ass, like in a fucking RPG. Togo used iron bar. Pigman knocked the fuck out. Just a moment, mother. Michiko seems overjoyed by the idea as she urges Celine to hurry. Celine grins slightly as she turns her gaze back to the monitor displaying Togo and his companion. I've already teleported in and positioned the pigman. Please get comfortable, mother. The fun is about to begin. Nothing over here, I guess. Celicia and I went separate ways from the rest of the group. The two of us are now walking through the desolate amusement park. I'm not picking up anything on my bracelet at the moment. There's no sign of the safe zone, of course, but no sign of enemies either. Everything here is rusty or broken. Can't get any of it started up. It looks like this place was abandoned a long time ago. What do you think's the story behind this place? I think it's possible they set it up just for the game. Who knows? But as you said, it's possible. When I examine the machinery and wiring in this place, it makes me think that it was never intended to actually function. Still, even if it were all made of plaster, no sane person would go through the effort of making an entire mock-up amusement park. So Toga, or Togo, I keep calling him Toga. So Togo, how long have we been walking for? Not sure, around half an hour or so? Huh, and it's gotten us nowhere. So far, it hasn't. Shit, man, these rules are fucking bullshit. They could at least give us a hint at where the safe zone is. She rails against the game's rules. Even though the round has only just started, I can sympathize with her impatience. It will cost us our lives if we take too long. Naturally, we want to find the safe zone as soon as possible. Togo, let's take a quick break. Tired already? More like I can't be asked. She can't even properly admit that she's worn out. Alright, we'll stop over there for a bit. It's just like her to act as childish when the risk of death is looming over our heads. We find a rather dirty bench and take a seat on it. Man, how'd things end up this way? A lot of stuff still feels surreal, doesn't it? This place makes no goddamn sense. George just got killed and Selene, who I haven't seen in ages, has gone insane. There's too much stuff at once. My brain can't keep up. She looks down at the ground, hugging her legs with her arms. She seems physically okay, but her mental exhaustion must be taking a toll on her. Yeah, I didn't expect we'd ever see Selene again, either. She doesn't reply to my own comment. With their reunion as sincerely awful as it was, it's no surprise that she isn't very fond of the memory. I still wonder if the two really never had any contact whatsoever. This might be a good chance to ask her about that. Hey, look at that! What? It's a merry-go-round. She points towards a rust-covered merry-go-round. Been ages since I rode on one of those. Yeah, last time we saw one was when we were kids. But this one's way bigger. Her eyes are glittering like a child's. It seems it has caught her interest. Come on, Togo, let's check it out. Excuse me? Just get up, will you? Hey, wait! She grabs me by the hand and drags me to the ride. As we get closer to it, it truly hits me just how big it is. I've never seen one as large as this before. Let's get on. Hang on, we don't... Yup. Hup, it's what she says. I realize she's suddenly become really upbeat as she straddles one of the merry-go-round's horses. It's like she's become a little kid again. Do you really like these that much? She's like, what? I'm not a huge fan, but it's fun to ride one once in a while. Well, personally, I'll pass. She rides the horse and shouts like a cowboy. It makes such loud creaking noises that I hardly try and stop her. Stop making so much noise. If there are any enemies nearby, they'll hear you. Our bracelets aren't beeping, so what's the big deal? But we don't know the range of our bracelets, so we shouldn't do anything stupid. Shut up, you're ruining my fun, Togo. Seemingly without a care in the world, she continues pretending she's a cowboy. Did she always like horses this much? You know, I'm really surprised. About what? I thought you hated childish stuff like merry-go-rounds. Why would I? They're fun. Do you just really like horses? I just really like merry-go-rounds. Her answer surprised me more and more. Based on her personality, I assumed she didn't have any interest in amusement park rides and she didn't have any interest in amusement park rides like these. I only dislike the really baby level stuff. And merry-go-rounds are a different story? Of course they are. That's just common sense. I don't think her common sense is very common at all. Well, I'm sure she could get more proper reasoning out of her if I keep asking. I decide not to interrupt her fun while it lasts. Shh, you're being way too loud, and stop rocking the horse like crazy. That's just how cowboys used to do it. Okay, get off that thing already. You'll be spotted from a mile away sitting out in the open like this. Ah, come on! Don't me! You dick, I was just having fun. Yeah, okay. See, it's the woman that's gonna cause all the trouble, and then all the pigmen like, hey, what are you doing? Hey, who the hell are you? Despite her grumbling, she gets off the horse. She must have really been enjoying herself. I'm honestly astonished she has such a childish side to her. She's a woman! Despite how long I've known her, there are still aspects of her personality I haven't seen. I've always wanted to ride one or two of these at least once. Well, one of these at least once, whatever. One or two, doesn't matter. You mean a merry-go-round? Well, yeah, I wanted to do it for a long time. Couldn't you have done it whenever the traveling amusement park was in town? Obviously not, that would have cost money. Well, I suppose, yeah. As orphans, we never had the money to ride the merry-go-round. I had actually forgotten how much of a struggle it had been back then just to get by day to day. You must have really been aching to ride it. That's surprisingly girly of you. It's called romanticism. Something men like you wouldn't understand. Romanticism, All you've ever cared about is machines anyway. But my point is that we couldn't ride it back then. We were kids without any way of earning money. Now that you say it, it's pretty sad. They make these rides for kids, but kids without cash can't ride them. I stare at the merry-go-round while soberly remarking on the irony of it. Talking with Celicia like this is dredging up memories from our past. We weren't exactly inseparable, but we supported each other and got through our childhoods together. Having Celine taken away from us only strengthened my desire to take care of Celicia. While our roles seem to have been reversed nowadays, I still have that strong desire to watch over her. I looked forward to it every year. To what? The moving amusement park. It only came by once a year, remember? When it did, Celine and I used to stare at it from afar. Looking back at it, it wasn't even pretty or anything. They even had to hand crank it to make it go around. Wow, you remember it well. It might have been a really crappy merry-go-round, but we still wanted to go on it. I wonder how it would have felt to ride it. I think the horses were wooden. Maybe they were actually comfier to sit on them than the horses on this one, though? Beats me, never been to one, so I don't have any clue. Makes you wonder if that amusement park is still in business. She squints as if looking at something in the distance only she can see. I wonder what she's been thinking about. Maybe she's reminiscing about Celine. If so, this might be a good time to bring her up. Hey, Celicia? Huh? Yeah? Mind if I ask you something? About what? About Celine and Michiko. Her expression stiffens when I mention their names. It seems she's not particularly eager to talk about this subject. What could you possibly want to know now? How do you feel about Celine? How I feel is pretty simple. Basically, I want to beat the shit out of her. She wants to give her a Red Foreman. Boot in the ass. That's all? No, I've got a fuck ton of things to ask her, but I haven't really figured out how to do that yet. Do you think the Selene we've talked to could be an imposter? I think she could be, but we'll find out for sure when we meet her. That's all you think? Do you want a fucking thesis? Yeah, that's pretty much it. There's too little info to go on. True, we don't have much concrete info. Our responses are surprisingly straightforward. Are our feelings towards this person who might be her long-lost biological sister actually so direct and simple? Maybe she just doesn't want to think too hard about it right now. But if we assume that really is her, she drops into a low tone of voice. Then she's become someone I hate. She's nothing like her former self. That's why it's pointless to think about it right now. I see. If she says something like that, then it's pointless for me to try to ask anything else about Selene. I might not have heard what I was hoping for, but I decide to move on to my next question. So what about Michiko? Haven't you met her before? I have, but only once when I was a kid. And our meeting was just her telling me she was taking Selene away. I barely even remember her. I see. But I think she looked exactly the same as she does now. She looked exactly the same? I don't know, I just think she looked about the same age back then as she does now. What's that supposed to mean? You saying she hasn't aged at all? I was a kid back then, so I'm probably just misremembering. It wouldn't make any sense for her to look the same after so many years. Yeah, I suppose. Still, Heaveners possess incredibly advanced technology. It would hardly be surprising if their medical technology is capable of things we can't even imagine. When I look at things from that angle, the theory that Selene is an imposter seems plausible. Assuming that Selene is the real one, then I believe Michiko is why she's transformed into the person she is now. That sounds about right. At any rate, before I can talk to her or beat her up, we have to reach her first. Yeah, and to do that, we need to find the safe zone ASAP. That's our number one priority at this moment. Needless to say, if we don't survive the game, we'll never see Selene face to face. In order for us to talk to Selene and return to Earth, we first need to locate the safe zone. Hey, we'll find it sooner or later. One way or another. Her smile seems forced somehow. Actually, thinking about it, she's been forcing that smile ever since we got here. No matter how tough she thinks she is, she can't ignore her anxiety and confusion. I'm sure that she hopes this is the real Selene, and that Selene has some reason or excuse for acting the way she has so far. Alright, let's get going. Yeah, let's go! Now that she's had plenty of time to rest, we resume our search. There's still a lot I want to talk about, but it's not like we can stand around here forever. We need to find the safe zone before the sun sets. What?! My bracelet suddenly starts beeping. Celicia lets out a startled, almost girlish squeal. When I check my bracelet, I see a red dot. The enemy is approaching. Well, where is it coming from? Your beeping's getting louder. It's getting quicker, too. The dot is moving incredibly fast. It's clear that the enemy must know we're here. Well, where is it? Huh? Right as Celicia shouts out, we're face down by... Uh-oh. Well, it looks like a pig. An orc, almost. You see the little teeth there? That's an orc. That's not a pig, man. It's an orc. And no, I'm not going to do that. I mean, I can try, but it's not going to sound as good as him. Well, what the fuck is that thing? That thing is a pig-like man. Or would it be better to call him a man-like pig? There's no time to think about that. He's already charging at us. Ah! Salacia! His attack sends Salacia flying backwards. His strength is terrifying. Before I can even react. I'm not doing it, guys. There's another! A second pigman appears out of nowhere. See? You're supposed to have weapons in an RPG. You could have picked up a weapon and hit him with it. Look at that, it says Pig King. With my paltry physical strength, there's nothing I can do against him. Rather than simply slamming me to the ground where I stand, though he instead seizes me and drags me a short distance off. Let go! Let fucking go of me! Salacia! Don't fuck with me, you disgusting freaks! She friendly tries to break free, but his strength far exceeds hers. Okay, now YouTube folks, I may have to cut you off because I think they're gonna do a scene. And I'll be cutting everybody off at that point because we went on for about an hour. And the next point will probably start at the H scene and end with the ending of the game. Yeah, we're that close. She frantically tries to break free, but his strength far exceeds hers. After pinning her down with one hand, his other begins to tear her clothes off. And again, she doesn't care for that. Alright, guys, so I think that's a good place to end it. I hope you guys enjoyed this one. I thought it was pretty boring. A lot of talking, not a lot of shit going on. It took a while. The pigmen finally appeared, and we're going to see that, and then we're going to see the end of the game. Or at least Alicia's story. If you want the game, you can get it from Jast USA. I don't think they're doing the sale anymore. Sale's over. It's November 1st. And it was off just a couple of dollars, so you guys had a chance to pick it up cheaper. Now it's full price again, so it is what it is. And J-List has informed me that the Collector's Edition is now available, I believe. So you can now actually get it instead of pre-ordering it. Remember, it's 150 bones. But if you want it, you'll want it. And it'll help out and bring more Sei Shoujo stuff to the United States, like Sleepless, Potential Ability, Lewdness, and maybe even Cleavage if they redraw some of those old scenes. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I am out of here.